So I was kind of upset that I could not go to the Nickelback concert on Friday originally because we headed up to Michigan. It was my wife's birthday. Plus, she's like, I don't want to go to a Nickelback concert. Ah, gross. I like Nickelback. I don't care if you can't appreciate good music. If this doesn't do something for you.
Here we go.
Couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Like a blind man. Then there's something wrong with you if you don't appreciate the talent. I mean, everybody knocks Nickelback, but they are like multi-platinum selling artists.
We're going to get a fine from the FCC for assaulting people's ears with Nickelback on a Monday morning.
Well, it's about time I got an FCC complaint. Jeez, not everybody gets one. Well, on Friday night, remember all that rain we had during the day? It ended up causing a lot of flooding, and it ended up canceling a Nickelback show. It just was all the flooding, and they couldn't get it out. So they're like, sorry, we're going to reschedule it for August, which I'm like, oh my gosh. I seriously felt like Jesus was shining upon me. He's like, Joe, I'm going to send you to that show. Don't you worry.
Oh, brother.
You're a good young man, and you deserve the best.
They canceled it over a little bit of rain?
Well, there was a lot of rain. There was flooding, too. But here's where it gets funny, though. And even as a Nickelback fan, I can laugh at this kind of stuff. Did you guys see some of the comments? There was stuff on the Calypso Music Center. There was stuff on the Facebook pages for all the TV stations. There's everybody that was upset about this show being postponed.
These are pretty savage.
All right. Hold on, though. Let me get my sad stuff right here. Just have to get into mode. Because I'm sad reading these. These are some of the top comments and complaints about Nickelback's concert being canceled. If you have Nickelback tickets tonight, the universe has given you a few months to rethink your life choices. one of the headlines they said should be different. It said, this headline should read, you might need to rethink your taste in music if you have a Nickelback ticket tonight.
Oh.
Just everybody was piling on. Like, these comments had like 300 likes. Like,
like
one guy was so upset that he's like, I drove into town from out of state.
Whoa.
I bought a ticket, and people just were like just giving it to him. Then somebody said, wow, those 15 people that were planning on attending must be angry. Another comment left on the Facebook page. If you decide to not go to the concert in August, Clips will give you a nickel back.
Wow, these are brutal.
Let's see another one here. I get the feeling that all the people defending Nickelback on here are the type of people who casually use the N-word at family reunions.
Ouch.
Whoa, yeah.
Let me just say this. My family's messed up, but when we do reunite, we don't drop the N-word.
That's good. Good to know.
The N-word is Nickelback, right?
Is that what it is? I don't think it was Nickelback. I could be wrong, though. At least casually. So a few more comments here. These are people that were upset about Nickelback's show getting canceled and rescheduled to August 15th. Well, even the weather hates Nickelback. This one's good. This person's kind of creative. You got to say this in the creed. What's that guy, Scott Stapp, or what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Scott Stapp.
Stapp, you got to say it as him. Well, I just heard the news today. The Nickelback concert is delayed. There's some creed. Hopefully you feel better.
Oh, brother.
With arms wide open. And then finally, kind of the same thing earlier. Will the fans get a full refund or just a Nickelback later? This really bothered me, guys, that the show got canceled.
But, yes, it did.
But I'm happy because now I get to go see it. Who wants to go? I think it's August 15th.
No, I'm good. I think I have plans. I have cookies that are coming out of the oven on that day.
So you're saying Nickelback got canceled for Puddle of Mud?
I got to give you that one. That might have been the best joke right there. There we go.